Welcome to Marin Academy. My name is Zach Cohen and I'm a senior. During this audio tour, you will follow some current MA students around our beautiful campus. All that we ask of you is to pick out the unique aspects of our school that are most important to you. At MA, we take a progressive approach to learning, which really sets our school apart. This style of education incorporates experiential and student-first experiences, which all contribute to the relevance of an MA education. As an institution, we place an emphasis on learning in the context of the world we live in today, making for a more pertinent educational experience.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jessie Fisher, and I'm also a senior. So there are two very important parts of the MA experience that you won't be able to see on this tour, unfortunately, and those are the MA student body spirit and the overall vibe of campus. However, we have gathered a myriad of different MA students to share our experiences with you so you can get a little taste for what it's really like to be a part of the MA community. One of my favorite things about the student body is that there is no one type of MA student. Everyone has different passions, strengths, perspectives, and stories, so we will try to share a small snapshot of all of these with you today. Let's get started. Walk out the main door of the BBLC across Cottage Avenue to the Performing Arts Plaza.
My name is Lily Leone, and I'm a junior this year. Now that you're in the Performing Arts Plaza, look left to the theater. I spend a lot of my time here in theater classes and rehearsing for plays after school. As students progress through the theater program, they learn to jump in and take risks through improv, read and perform both classic and modern plays, and are even able to write and perform their own play. Last year, I had the great joy of starring in a play during the Winter One-Act Festival, an opportunity once every other year when MA produces plays directed and performed by MA students. This serves as an accessible way to get involved in theater, even if you haven't had any prior experience. When I participated in One Acts, there were both seniors and freshmen in the cast who were making their MA theater debut. The MA After School Theater Program performs two plays over the course of the year, which are open to students from all grade levels. As a freshman, theater was a great way for me to meet people and feel like part of a warm, welcoming, and supportive community, which helped me quickly integrate into the greater MA student body beyond my grade.
Now leave the theater building, walk across the Performing Arts Plaza into the dance studio in order to hear about the MA Dance Company from rising sophomore Sarah.
This studio is home to Marin Academy's Dance Company, or MADCO. As you may notice on this tour, we love our acronyms here. MADCO welcomes students of all experience levels and styles of dance. The head instructor, Randy, helps students develop their own creative style as students dance both in pieces she's designed, as well as they are given the opportunity to choreograph their own dances. Each semester culminates in a dance concert in the theater for the whole community to enjoy.
Now walk next door to the music studio.
Hi, I'm Jacob, and I'm a senior. Marin Academy's music program is built around small bands of about 4 to 8 people, but also focuses on individual development to find one's distinctive musical voice. All bands in MA Music select their own set list to ultimately perform twice a year. Over time in the music program, I have performed everything from classic rock to traditional jazz and have met some amazing musicians along the way.
Hi, I'm Georgia, and I'm a rising senior. The band setting is very unique to MA Music and is something that I have loved being a part of. Working together with my bandmates to create a great set list each semester has grown both my musicality and my ability to work with others. And there really is nothing like the rush of performing on the MA stage.
Now, leave the Performing Arts Plaza and head over to Founders.
Founders houses administrative offices, classrooms, and the Office of School Counselor Extraordinaire, Sarah. Whether you're stressed about an upcoming class or struggling with something at home, her door is always open when you need to talk. Some of the classrooms in Founders are used when students meet in their advisory groups. These groups of 10 or so students meet often and serve as a sort of family on campus. One of the advising highlights is the freshman year advisory camping trip, the perfect opportunity to make friends before you get to campus on the first day of classes.
Mini course is also organized in Founders. It is an opportunity for students to immerse themselves in a single activity for 1 week in February. Some popular mini-course offerings include Wilderness First Responders, Hot Yoga Marathon, Exploring Marin, Movement and Mobility, Refresh, Relax, Restore, and more. Mini-course is all about firsthand experience and diving deep into out-of-the-classroom learning. And you can even create your own mini-course. Seeing that a sports mini course was not offered this year, my friend and I created a volleyball mini course where we taught our peers the basic rules of volleyball so that we could play competitive matches with each other throughout the week. We even included a beach day to Stinson Beach to play beach volleyball while being able to swim in the ocean.
Now walk out of the Founders Building across Mission Avenue to the Visual Arts Center to hear about MA's art program from rising sophomore Miles.
Every MA student takes an arts class, and with our renowned arts programs that have historically been a draw for students, the Visual Arts Center, or VAC, is home to all of Marin Academy's visual arts programs. That includes ceramics, photography, and draw paint. Here, all students have access to a drawing and painting studio, a ceramic studio with kilns and potter's wheels, and a photography studio that features a fully equipped traditional darkroom as well as a state-of-the-art digital workspace.
During my sophomore year at MA, I got the pleasure of taking a fashion design class for first semester, an extension of the draw paint program. I was lucky enough to collaborate with local designers, visit SF MoMA, and strengthen my designing capabilities along with my sketching skills. I was able to create my own clothing line and create a piece of my work from my portfolio. It was one of my favorite classes I was able to take at MA. Now walk up the steps towards the parking spots, then up the steps toward the circle. Continue walking forwards towards Foster Hall.
You will most likely be opening the creaky doors to MA's historic and perhaps haunted Foster Hall for a Spanish class or a casual check-in with your college counselor. Hola, me llamo Rachel. Soy un estudiante del último año y estoy aprendiendo español. At MA, you can choose one of three languages: Spanish, French, or Mandarin.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Finn. Je suis une élève de second montant et j'étudie français.
Hi, my name is Finn. I'm a rising sophomore and I take French.
Ni hao. What the means you jiao Jeremy Tachiki?
Hey guys, it's Georgia again. Up the stairs of Foster Hall are the offices of MA's extraordinary college counselors. As a rising senior, being able to work with the amazing Aaron, Jamie, and Robert makes the sometimes stressful process very manageable. An important thing to add about the college counseling office at MA is its commitment to helping students in need of financial aid find colleges and scholarship that meet their need. Just as this is a priority in MA admissions, it's a priority in the college counseling office as well. Now, keep walking up campus to the new gym.
Welcome to the new gym. This is the home of our basketball and volleyball teams and the space where the entire MA community comes together every other day for all school assemblies. During these assemblies, we hear from MA seniors during their senior speeches. This rite of passage highlights MA's commitment to giving everybody a platform to share their voice. As MA's next student body president, I have the privilege of introducing each senior in a quick way to the rest of the school. This has been a long-standing tradition and often a moment to express gratitude, affection, and admiration to each person in the grade. Along with this privilege comes a lot of responsibility for not only myself but everyone else in our student government. We call it Student Senate. It is composed of two representatives from each grade, a president, a vice president, a secretary, a treasurer, and two spirit captains. We organize ways to make the school day more enjoyable and address issues faced by the students. To reach your next destination, head down the steps toward the Science Center, then turn left.
Hi there. My name is Sam Cannell, and I'm going to be a senior. As you walk into MA's design lab, you are greeted by Sachi, a resident tinkerer and head of design and technology. She is very friendly and will train you in safety precautions and tool use. Students from all grades and experience levels have used the design lab to create solar furnaces, laser cut jewelry, as well as customized Christmas ornaments. Whether you need to make a visual aid for your English project or just want to do something fun, like casting aluminum, the design lab can certainly serve your needs. In addition, you can also take a semester-long course starting sophomore year called 3D Thinking, which meets in the design lab. In the class, students explore their creativity through a variety of mediums and learn to use art and sculpture as methods for conveying what they are passionate about. My favorite part of the class was getting to experiment with less traditional forms of art and meet new people from all grades in the process. As you leave, continue to walk away from campus and approach the garden.
My name is Zara Kiger, and I'm a rising senior at MA. Welcome to the garden, a calm space in the corner of campus where students often meet for a club or simply to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. Marin Academy's Mindfulness and Meditation Club often gathers in this sunny space to participate in guided meditations led by MA science teacher extraordinaire Mark Stefanski. Personally, the Mindfulness and Meditation Club has helped me so much in dealing with the stresses of everyday life and has transformed my overall mindset.
Hi, my name is Addy Egan, and I'm a rising senior. I'm also the leader of MA's Community Action Club, where we lead many different service and volunteer-related projects in our local San Rafael and Bay Area communities. The MA Garden acts as an amazing space for our club to engage in service projects right on our own campus. We have many different gardening projects with students, faculty, and families where we take care of the space and also continue to educate ourselves about our environment and the importance of sustainability.
Outside of the garden and across from the Design Lab is the Science and Innovation Center, or SIC for short. This building houses the majority of MA science classrooms, including 6 combined research and lab classrooms, 2 independent labs, and 2 separate workspaces. Inside the SIC, you'll find students creating logic-based circuits in the electrical engineering and computer science class, dissecting a human arm and anatomy, or simply getting some homework done on the couches before sports practices after school. One of the classrooms in the SIC belongs to chemistry teacher Liz Gottlieb, the Marin Academy Blend Ed coordinator. Blend Ed is a hybrid model of learning, mixing online instruction and collaboration with face-to-face meetings and field trips with students and teachers from other independent schools from around the Bay. As a side note, our experience helping create the Blend Ed model, developing hybrid courses, and teaching students virtually proved invaluable when pivoting to virtual learning during COVID-19. We were able to seamlessly transition online in the spring, and as teachers redesign each and every course for a hybrid school model for the 2021 school year, we are so grateful for the expertise in our tool belt as a school. You didn't think we'd get through this whole tour without talking about COVID-19, did you? Don't worry, this will be our first and last mention of it. Bear with us. Now, hear from senior Kyler Flynn about his experience in the Marin Academy Research Collaborative.
Hi, I'm Kyler and I'm a senior. The SIC is also home to the Marin Academy Research Collaborative. MARC is a 2-year program during junior and senior years, where I, along with my fellow MARC students, conduct original scientific research, which will culminate in a published research paper. I spent my junior year in the program under the mentorship of a NASA scientist and partnered with 2 seniors working with data from the Kepler Space Telescope, whose goal was to look for planets outside our solar system. I'm currently working on this project through the summer, and I'm excited to continue doing so during my senior year as well.
Now head to the bottom floor of the SIC, where the Wellness Center is located.
Hi, my name is Jacob, and I am a senior. Available to all students whether or not they play an MA sport, it is the perfect place to get your sweat on. All experience levels are welcome, and our strength and conditioning coach, Anton, is always available to help you design the perfect butt-kicking workout. Another key member of our wellness team is Aaron Gill, MA's own athletic trainer. Aaron's office is the place to go if you injure your knee on the field, need physical therapy, or simply twist your ankle walking down the stairs. Now, head outside and walk down the end line of the field towards Thatcher Hall.
Welcome to Thatcher. This building is home to our Outdoor Leadership Emphasis Club, a space on campus to meet like-minded outdoorsy MA community members and learn tangible skills like how to start a fire and wilderness aid. OLE also helps plan outings. Outings are open to all students and do not require nor encourage previous experience with the outdoors. I have gone on trips ranging from an afternoon hike up Mount Tam to eat burritos, a weekend camping trip to Big Sur, and a stargazing sunrise-watching experience with my astrophysics class.
Downstairs in Thatcher are MA's human development classrooms.
Another key part of the MA experience that takes place in Thatcher is human development, aka HumDev. This class is taken by all students the first semester of their freshman year and the second semester of their sophomore year. HumDev's goal is to give MA students the tools needed to successfully navigate life in high school and beyond by facilitating talks about issues relating to identity, drugs and alcohol, and sex.
Hi, my name is Edward Ruiz, and I'm a senior at Marin Academy. Learning about identity and human development gives every MA student a foundation, but it is only part of this important work at Marin Academy. You may also want to join one of MA's IDEQ groups or identity and equity groups, similar to MA's more academically based clubs like Mock Trial or Senate, and more activity based clubs like Surf Club or Random Acts of Kindness Club. These are student led organizations that typically meet at lunch. Each IDEQ group is centered around a particular facet of identity. Some groups are open, meaning all community members are welcome to attend, and others are affinity spaces, meaning you must self-identify with the group's identity factor. For example, the Gender and Sexuality Awareness Group is open to all members of the community, and we also have a queer affinity group open to students who self-identify on the LGBTQIA plus spectrum. My sophomore year, I began co-leading the Young Brothers Group, an affinity group for men of color on campus. Our meetings have ranged from deep personal activities like Ashanti Branch's The Mask We All Wear to a screening of Carlos Lopez Estrada's Blindspotting. All in all, IDQ spaces are a great time to relax, reflect upon your identity, and just make some great friends.
As you leave Thatcher, walk across Mission Avenue back to Lower Campus to the library building.
Hi all, it's Zach Cohen again. The first floor of our library building houses our Library and Research Center. Here we have two experienced and accessible librarians to aid students in the practice of locating reliable sources. They're able to assist you if you need help finding a specific source for a project, or if you're just looking for a new book to read for fun. Upstairs is where you can find the History and English classrooms. Both these departments emphasize connecting our learning to current events and present-day issues in order to provide a more complete perspective on the material.
One of the most unique experiences offered here at MA is the Conference on Democracy, which features speakers, panels, and discussions that examine a wide array of perspectives on democracy as it pertains to education, electoral politics, domestic and foreign policy, economics, the media, the arts, youth involvement, and environmental sustainability. A whole day in our schedule is devoted to this event where students select from a wide variety of sessions and delve into topics they may not address in the classroom. These sessions are put together by the student and faculty organizers who work to assemble the conference. This year, I put together a session on youth activism with a panel of inspiring youth leaders from schools across the Bay Area to speak about their experiences in activism and engage in a conversation with attendees about how to organize a community for a cause and the importance of youth activism.
Hi all, it's Zach Cohen again, and right now I will be giving you all a quick description of the Transdisciplinary Leadership Program, a senior elective in which students are asked to dive deep into a single issue in our contemporary society. During the first part of the course, students are asked to develop a contextual understanding of the issue through readings and engagement with industry professionals. And then during the second part of the course, students are asked to apply what they've learned and, if possible, implement solutions to address the problem.
Hi guys, Jesse here again. Not only has the library become a place that fosters individual learning, but it has also become a gathering place for students and the epicenter of student life. Now, as you complete your tour, head back to the BBLC.
Along with housing, MA's cafeteria and math classrooms, the BBLC is also home to the admissions office. Hear from our admissions officers now.
Hi there. My name is Diane Boudrikas, Director of Admissions and Enrollment Management and an MALM. While we wish that we could be there to greet you in person, we're so thrilled to welcome you onto the MA campus. I also want to personally invite you to connect with us on the admissions team. We love hearing your questions and what you're passionate about. There are tons of different ways to explore the school and the MA community, and we can't wait to get to know you.
Hello, my name is Joanne Gattin, and I'm the Assistant Director of Admissions for Operations. This fall, I will be beginning my 6th year working at MA, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of you. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me, as I'm happy to help.
Hey, everybody. My name is Chris Brown, and I'm the Assistant Director of Admissions for Outreach at Marin Academy. Although much of what we do right now is from afar, we at Marin Academy are excited to share all that the community has to offer, and we encourage you to reach out to the admissions team with any questions you may have, and we can't wait to get to know just a little bit more about who you are.
Hello again, it's Zach Cohen. Since I spoke to you last, you had the opportunity to visit all of the lovely places on our campus that make it such a special place. I hope that you had the chance to not only visit our campus virtually, but to envision yourself as a student at Marin Academy. As I mentioned at the beginning of this tour, an MA education is relevant, and we hope that you found this audio tour relevant as well. We do truly wish that we could welcome you to our campus for a more traditional tour, but we hope that this was a sufficient alternative.
To get an even better glimpse into the aspects of life at MA less easily communicated through this format, we encourage you to visit MA's Instagram, connect with a current student, and stay tuned for more opportunities to engage with MA virtually. We have a lot of awesome stuff in the works. Until then, though, on behalf of all of the MA community members who are a part of this project, thank you so much for joining us on this audio tour of campus, and we hope that you have a great rest of your day. Bye!